So you're holding off chuf test on my base. Where's the kashiga in the Mishnah? Fahani b'nei knosaninu. These ladies in the Mishnah, l'moshna of Yamanis and Mamzeris, ha'yimchayiv knas, do you have to pay them knas? The Yamai, the question is why? Ikri Khan, let's read the pasuk. The pasuk says, v'loy seal isha. The Torah says, if you're ma'anis an isha, that you have to pay a knas, there's a mitzvah that says you're supposed to marry her. After you're ma'anis, you're supposed to marry her. So who are these ladies? A chai v'lavin, a mamzerish, you can't marry, so there should be no chiv to pay a knas, since you're not allowed to marry her. So Gemara says, Omer Ashlokas says, the pasuk says, Nara, Nara, Hanara. It says like three dukim here. It says the word Nara once, then it says the word Hanara, Lavi Hanara, the word Hanara is extra. Now since the word Hanara is extra, it's like a Nara that's extra, and the Hey is also extra. So we dash like this, Chad Legufe. One word you need to tell me Nara, that the Dinah Knas is only if your man is a Nara. V'chad Lasuya Chai V'lavin. And it was to teach me a chiddush, even Chai V'lavin also has a chiv to pay Knas. V'chad Lasuya Chai V'krisis. And one is to teach me even Chai V'krisis, like there's a chiddush. Chai V'krisis, Moshe, like your sister, even if you wanted to marry her, the kedushin is not chal. So maybe v'chal there's no Knas. K'mash M'lan, yes, still there's Knas. As even though the pasuk says v'loy seal isha, the pshat is there's a mitzvah to marry her. But in the case that you can't marry her, it'll also be the same. You also have the same halacha. Yeah, this is where Rish Lakish learns. Rav Papa says besula is hapsulas. He says not in the parasha of Anusa where you force the girl, but even this is a pasuk in Shemois where it's talking about mafata. There are two different parashas. One, Anusa means you force the girl to live with her, and Mefata means you talk her into it. There also, the Torah says, you talk her into it, there's also a mitzvah to marry her, and it's sad, you don't want to marry her, she doesn't want to marry you, then you have to pay her the knas. So there also says the word Vesula, and we darshin, the word Habesula is to be extra. Didn't have to say the word altogether. So it said, Besulas, and Habesulas is like three extra drushes. There are three drushes here. Chad Legufe. One is to teach us that the parsha of Knas only applies to Absula. Absula means that nobody lived with this girl yet. She still has Absulim. She didn't live with a man yet. Vechad Lesuya Chai V'lavin. And one is to teach me Chai V'lavin, if you talk a mamzeris into living with you, even though there's a law to marry her, and you're not supposed to marry her, but still you have to pay a Knas. V'chad l'suya chai v'krisis. Another chiddushia of Habsulas is that if you talk your own sister into living with you, even though that even if you wanted to marry her, the kedushin would not be chal, still you have to pay the Knas. So kitzas amachlekes resh lakish, so far in Rav Papa, where do we learn out these kedushin? That even though the pasuk says again, v'loy seal isha, which would have been mashma, that which girl, if you force her to live with her, you have to pay a Knas? Only a girl that you could marry, that you're supposed to marry. But a girl that's a chai v'lavin of a chai v'krisis, you're not supposed to marry her. Maybe there's no chiyav Knas. K'mashmanon, these psukim, yes, there still is a chiyav Knas. Even though you're not supposed to marry her, it's like two separate things. If you could marry her, you're supposed to marry her. But if she's also to you, if she's a mamzeris or your sister, so then you're not supposed to marry her, but you have to pay the Knas. Now the Gemara asks, to Rav Papa, my time will yomik Resh Lakish. How come Rav Papa doesn't learn like Resh Lakish? Why doesn't Rav Papa learn from the Pasha of Anusa from Nara, Nara, Nara? So Gemara says, Ahumi Borla Likadabaya. Rav Papa says he needs the Pasik by Anusa for the Svar of Rav Papa. Because Abai needs it for Abai's Russia. The Yomer Abai says like this, Bo leha umesa. Let's say somebody forces a girl and lives with her. Your man is a Nara Besula. So Locher is supposed to pay her. The Knas. What about umesa? Let's say then she dies. Before you go to Bezdin, to Bezdin, to Paschal, you have to pay her, she dies. Locher is Potter. You don't have to pay the father the Knas. Even though usually when the girl is still alive, sometimes you have to pay the father, but here you don't have to pay the father. Shenema, because the pasuk says, V'nosan le'avi ha'nara. You're supposed to pay to the father of the nara. So we darshin la'vi nara, v'loy la'vi mesa. When does this boy, this man that was forced a girl, have to pay the father? Only if the girl is still alive. says Lavi Hanaro, Mashma, the father of the Naro, and not just the father of the Mesa. So that's Abai's Drosha. So therefore, Papa says the word Hanaro is not really extra. I needed to teach me Venosan Lavi Hanaro that you only have to pay the father the Knas when the Naro is still alive. So that's why Rav Papa doesn't like Rish Lakish his Pshat. Now the Gemara says Rish Lakish, my time Loyamak Rav Papa, you Rish Lakish, like why do you make the drushes from Nara, the words by Nanusa? Why don't you learn like Rav Papa from the words Basula that it says by Mafuta, where you took her into it? So Marin says that Rish Lakish holds Humi Brother Lakzereshava. I need the word Basula for Lakzereshava. Tatanya will learn like this. In the pasture of Mefuta, Hetaka says, Kesev Yishkel Kemar Rapsulis. What do you have to pay? It doesn't say the amount of money, how much money you have to pay. It just says Yishkel. You have to give Shkolim. Now, how do we know how many Shkolim? So we dashin, Shehezeh Kemar Rapsulis. Just like it says over here, should be like the Mar Rapsulis, or Mar Rapsulis Kezeh. As we learn out the pasture of Anusa, that it says by Nanusa you have to pay 50. Says there 50. And here it says Shkolim, by Mefuta. So we learn that one from the other. Just like by Nanusa where you force the girl, the Torah says you have to pay 50. Here also, when you took her into it, also you have to pay a 50. And just like over here it says the word Shkolim, it means Shkolim, there also means the word Shkolim. So the kids of the word Hapsul is also not extra. You need it for Xer Shov, you learn out one Pasha from the other Pasha. So that's why each one doesn't like the other one's drushes. But now the Gemara asks, L'chura Tekasha and both Rish Lakish and Rav Papa. For the Gemara, Rish Lakish Nami, Mi Boi L'Kad Abaya, L'chura you Rish Lakish, how could you learn out from the word Nara, Nara, Hanara, they're all extra? No, you should also need it for Abaya's drusha. The word Hanara is not altogether extra. We need the Pasuk, V'nosan Levi Hanara, like Abaya says, V'loi Levi Mesa. Not in the case where the girl died, then you don't have to pay the father. You only have to pay the father the kenas when the girl is still alive. So the word hanara is not extra. Vaita Rav Papa also. How do you learn out from the word besula? Besula sabsulais. Nami mibola l'gzereshava. They're not all three extra. You should need one of them for l'gzereshava to learn out the pasha of Anusa from the pasha Mefuta. How much exactly you have to pay? 50 shkolim? So who is the kasha really upon both of them? Like, how do we know these extra drushes? Again, the kasha originally was, if you're manis, if you're forced to live with a mamzeres, why does the Mishnah say you have to pay a kenas? The pasuk says, v'loy seal isha, that you're supposed to marry her. So maybe only a girl that you could marry, her you have to pay kenas. But maybe a girl that's a mamzeres, or your sister, that you're not allowed to marry, maybe there's no kenas. So how do we don't have these extra psukim. So Gemara says the pshat is like this, we use all six extra words. We taka need both drushes. Besula, besulas, absulais, and nara, hanara, hanara. You need both drushes from the pasha of Anusa and the pasha of Mefuta. El the Gemara says, Shisha kroik sivi. Saka six psukim. Use both of them. Nara, nara, hanara. It says the word nara. Then it says an extra word, hanara, which is extra, so could have just said the word nara. And it says hanara. That's like three drushes. And then by the pasha of Mefuta, it says besula. And then it says the word habesulais, which really could have just said the word besulais. And it says habesulais, they're like three drushes. So really we have like six drushes here. What do we do with these six drushes? Like this. Trei legufei. Two of them we need for the guf of the parasha to teach us that what type of a girl, if you force or you talk her into living with you, so you have to pay a kenas, she has to be both a nara, that means from 12 to 12 and a half, and providing she has simonim. And also dafka besula, that she did not live with a man yet. She has to have a besula. So you need both of them legufe. Now, chad, one drosh, is likadabaya. One extra word of nara is rabbi's drosha. Then a case where the girl dies, before you went to Bezdin to Paskin Chiev, you don't have to pay the father kenas anymore. Only lavi hanara and not lavi mesa. Vechad, another one of the words psulais, that it says by the foot, is l'gzereshava. To make l'gzereshava, to know exactly how much money you have to pay, it says the word shkolim by mefuta, and it says chamishim by anusa, so put the two together, you have to pay 50 shkolim. Now, Yisraelei Trei, we're still left over with two words, one of nara and one of sulais. So may I use these two words now, chad lasuya chai v'lavin, one to teach you in the case where you force a mamzeris. You live with a mamzeris, even though it's a lav to marry her, but you have to pay a kanas. Now with only one, I would think only chai v'lavin, because chai v'lavin, she's in the pasht of kedushin. If you do marry her, the kedushin is chal, you're over a lav, but the kedushin is chal, so maybe only such a girl has kanas. The chad, but I need another posik, lasuya chai v'krisis. That in the case where you force your own sister to live with you, if you have a sister that's a Nara of Sulam, and you force and you live with her, you have to pay a kenas. And there's a chiddush, even though if you marry her, the kedushin is not chal at all, still we say from these psukim of Nara and Sula, these extra psukim, that still there's a chiyuv kenas. In other words, even though the posik says, v'loy seal isha, that means after you force and live with her, you're supposed to marry her, true, there's a mitzvah to marry her, if she's able. If you're allowed to, if she's mutter to you. But in the case where she's also to you, whether it's chai v'lav and chai v'krisis, avad, there's no mitzvah to marry her. But even though there's no mitzvah to marry her, kenas, you still have to pay. Like they're not totally zev is there. L'maisa, you am anasa, you am a fata, you have to pay a kenas. So that's pshat now Mishnah. That's why our Mishnah says, Elo nara sheish lam kenas, these ladies, if you force and live with them, you have to pay them kenas. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though the chai v'lav and the chai v'krisis, still you have to pay them kenas. And the Gemara says, our Mishnah is ula fuke mei tana. Our Mishnah is not like this tana in the Braisa. The tanya will not like this. The Braisa says, the pasuk says, v'loi si'elisha. The Torah says, after you manas a girl, you're supposed to marry her. She's supposed to be your wife, v'loi si'elisha. So Shimon Atimoni Yemer, Shimon Atimoni Dashas like this, Isha Sheyesh Bo Havaya. What type of a girl do you have to pay a kenas? Is she such a girl that you could marry her? You could have kedushin. Sheyesh Bo Havaya. There has to be a girl that has kedushin. Isha Rila Kayama. It's not enough just that you could have kedushin with her. She has to be a girl that you're allowed to stay married to. If she's such a girl like a mamzeris, that you're not going to stay married to her, there's no chiv to pay kenas. So where it says, ben mai benayu, what's the difference between Shimon Atimoni and Shimon ben Menasio? Omer Rab Zera, mamzeres on the sinik benayu. The naskimina is, if you force a mamzeres, or a nesina, which are chai v'lavin, it's a lav to marry them. Again, nesina was one of the seven nations, seven ammim, even if they're mezgayer, but there's a lav hateru like this chatnin bom. You're not going to marry them. So if you're manis, if you're forced to live with a mamzeris or a nesina, there's a nafkamina between a Shimon Atimoni and a Shimon ben Menasseh. Laman diyom yesh b'havaya, according to Shimon Atimoni, he says the main thing is telling an isha that you have kedushin with honam yesh b'havaya. These two girls, you could marry them, even though there's a lav to do it, but if you marry her, the kedushin is chal. If you make kedushin with a mamzeris, the kedushin is chal. So therefore, if you force a mamzeres to live with her, you would have to pay a kenas. But according to Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, that lamandia marila kayomo, she has to be such a girl that you're allowed to stay married to. His ho ain't a marila kayomo. Such a girl like a mamzeres or a nesina, you're not allowed to stay married to her. She's a chayv lavin, so by her there would not be a chiyuv kenas. Now according to Shimon Atimoni, again, chayv lavin would have kenas, but chayv krisis no. If your man is your sister, since your sister has no kedushin, you can't marry your sister, it's not chal the kedushin, you don't have to pay a kenas. So both these man the yomim, Shimon Atimoni, and your Shimon ben Menasseh, both argue like an al-mishnah. Our mishnah holds no, that both of these girls, whether she's a mamzeris, or whether she's your sister, even though no kedushin is chal at all, still you have to pay a kenas if you live with her. And they hold no, by your sister for sure not, and the machlokes is about the mamzeris. Now the Gemara says, "Ula Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, Rabbi Akiva holds the Yomar ain kedushin toisim mechay v'lavin." That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. He learns out in the parasha of Mamzeres, the pasuk says, "Lo yavi mamzer b'kal Hashem," and right before it says, "Lo yavi psur daka," that with a chay v'lavin, he learns makes a mamzeres. So according to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that chay v'lavin, there's no kedushin chal, and therefore if you marry an isha that's only yosati with a lav, the kid is a mamzer. Because see, all the kedushin is not chal. So Gemara asked, "Then my benayu." And Chura Kasher like, if Reb Shimon ben Menasseh holds like Rabbi Akiva, what's going to be the difference between Reb Shimon ben Menasseh and Shimon Atimoni? They're like both saying the same thing. Like if Reb Shimon HaTimoni holds like Rabbi Akiva, so when he says you have to have an isha sheyesh bo avaya, what does that mean? Chai v'lavin doesn't have havaya. So who has havaya? A regular ish that you're allowed to marry? So it's the same thing as the Shimon Menasi is saying. So what's the difference? Like this was saying, Shimon HaTimoni holds chai v'lavin kedushin is chal, therefore you have to pay a kenas. Mashenka Shimon HaTimoni holds, no, that even though kedushin is chal, but it has to be an ish that you're allowed to stay married to. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that even chai v'lavin, there's no tresis kedushin, so there's no nafkamina, which means they're both saying the same thing then. A chai v'lavin, a chai v'kresis, there's no kenas. Where is their kenas? Only by regular girl? So, if they hold like Rabbi Kiva, what's the machlokes? What's the difference between the Shimon HaTimoni and the Shimon Bar Menasya? That's the Gemara's kasha. So, Gemara says like this. Now, I'll still tell you a difference. Ike benayu al mona l'kain godol. Here it's only what a chai v'yasei. You know, it's not a down essay. It's a love. And amona to a kain godol, not let him marry an amona. So Rashi says, the Moidabur Rabbi Kiva, Kiva agrees here, Shekadushin Taifsim Leibur. Here Rabbi Kiva agrees, Kadushin is Chal, when a Kohen Gadol marries in an Amona. The Ava Pishi Balav, even though it's a Chai Vilavin. Look, Rabbi Simoi, like Rabbi Simoi says, Vu Adin Grusha Lehedyet. Who Adin of a Kohen Hedyet marries a Grusha, they both hold that Kadushin is Chal according to Rabbi Kiva. Why? Tatanya would learn like this. Rabbi Simoi Yoimir, Min HaKoyel Oyster Rabbi Kiva Mamzerin. By regular chai v'lavin, if a man marries if a b'tzua daka marries a regular bas yisrael, it's a chai v'lavin, the kid is a mamzer. By regular chai v'lavin, the kid is a mamzer. Chutz, excluding, me'amon l'kohen gadol. If a kohen gadol marries in an amona, even though it's a chai v'lavin, here he agrees the kid is not a mamzer, and therefore the chur, the kedushin is also chal. Why? Shereyom retor, the Torah says, lo yikach. It says, lo yikach lo yichalol. That a Kohen Gadol should not take an Amona, and it says he should not make his kids Chalolim. So we dashin Chilune Mu'aisa, that if he does marry an Amona, and they have children, the children is called a Chalol. A Chalol means he's possible to do the Avoida. He's like a Postle Kohen. But that's all that's wrong with the kids, nothing else. V'yein Oysa Mamzerin, but Mashma, you do not make the kids into a Mamzer. See, if you hold like this, so then that's the difference between Reb Shimon HaTimoni and Shimon Shebe Menasya. If a Kohen Gadol marries in an Amona, according to Shimon HaTimoni, it says you have to have an Isha Sheyesh Bo Havaya, there is Havaya there. If the Kohen Gadol marries the Amona, the Kedushim would be Chal, so therefore there's Kenas. But if you learn like Shimon, Reb Shimon Menasya, it has to be an Isha that you're allowed to stay married to, a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to stay married to the Amona. So this would be an Afkamina. The Mar says though about Ulurev Yeshevov, the contra of Yeshevov, the Yoma that he says, Boyev and Netsuach al Akiva ben Yosef, let's go and argue against Akiva ben Yosef, Shayoimer, because he holds that what is Rabbi Kiva himself, what does Rabbi Kiva himself hold? But like he's saying, let's go against Rabbi Kiva. But what does Rabbi Kiva himself hold? Shayoimer kol shein bo loibia be Yisrael. Anytime you're not allowed to live together, whether it's a regular chai v'lavin or even an amon to a kohen gadol, is avlad mamzer. So mash miyod, even an amon to a kohen gadol, still the kid is a mamzer. Still the kedushin is not chal. That is lashon of kol shein lo biya b'Yisrael. Anytime you're not allowed to live together, he holds the kid is a mamzer. That means kedushin is not chal. So according to Rav Yeshevov, what's the difference between Rav Shimon b'Menasin and Shimon HaTimoni? My benayu. So Gemara says still ike benayu. There's still a difference. Ike benayu chai v'yasei. I tell you, maybe when does Rabbi Kiva shita that the kids are mamzer, there's no kedushin, only chai v'lavin. Here in Amon l'kohen gadol. But maybe it was only nisar asei, the mashal of Mitzri. When a Mitzri is misgayer, the Torah says the first three generations, you're not allowed to marry them. There's an nisar asei not to marry a Mitzri. Who adin v'yadoimi? The Rashi says, v'toich shloisha doris. T'yachsiv, the Pasuk says, dor shalishi yovel lehem. The mashma, the third generation, we're allowed to marry. Dor sheni loy, but not the second generation. For lav abo mechlal asei asei, it's only a diuk of a lav that comes only to be an asei. So maybe by chayv esei, here is the difference. According to Rabbi Kiva, the kedushin is chal. So according to Rabbi Shimon HaTimoni, you have to pay kenas. According to Shimon HaMenasi, you won't have to pay kenas. So Mara says, depends. Honichal Rabbi Yeshevov, it's good if Rabbi Yeshevov ilafuki mitayim adu Rabbi Simoi kosi. If you have Yeshevov that said a lashon before, that Rabbi Akiva says any Isser makes a Mamzer. What does it mean, any Isser? If he's only arguing on Yab Simoi, it's very good, Shapir. But Yab Simoi said Amon Lekoin Godel is not called a Mamzer. Rabbi Sheva says no. Rabbi Sheva holds, I hold the current Rabbi Akiva, even a Kohen Godel when he marries in an Amono, the kid's a Mamzer. And then it's Shapir, I'll tell you, it's good what you're saying. But only a Chayvi Lavin is a Mamzer. But here by a Mitzri or an Adoimi, that's only an Isra'asei, Rabbi Akiva would agree that the kid is not a Mamzer. So you have an Afkumino where you're not allowed to stay married together, but the Kedushin is Chal. El Abot, if Rav Yeshevov, when he said a lashon of boyuv nesuach Rav Akiva, let's argue against Rav Akiva. Shoyoyimah that Rav Akiva used to say kol shein loybia the Yisrael, mashma general lashon. Any time you're not going to live together, the kid is a mamzer. So Rav Yeshevov is saying this by himself. So he's including an Isra say also. He said the general rule that Rav Akiva holds any time they're not going to live together. If they do, the kid's a mamzer. If so, kol shein leviyah v'yisrael avlad mamzer. If so, v'yafilu chai v'yasei. For sure, then if Yeshayviv is talking like by himself, not going back to Reb Simoi, so he's saying a general klal that Reb Akiva holds, any time you're not allowed to live together, the kid's a mamzer. So if so, my v'nayu, so a mitzri and adoimi, the Torah says you're not allowed to marry a mitzri. You're not allowed to live with an adoimi the first two generations. So therefore, if you do live with them, according to Reb Akiva, the kedushin is not chal. Since so, there's no difference again between Rabbi Shimon Atimoni and Rabbi Shimon Bamanasiya, according to both of them. If there's an Issa, the Kedushin is not Chal. If there's no Issa, she's Mutter to you. So, my Benaya, what's the case that there's a difference? So, the Mar still says, yes, there is a case. He give Benaya, there's a difference. I'll tell you, Bula Lekoin Godel. There's an Issa Rasei that a Kohen Godel has to marry Bedafkar of Besula. Plus, it says, Kiim Besula Beyam of Yikach. He has to take a girl that was never married yet, didn't live with a man yet. The girl lived with the man already, and she's a bula, a Kohen Godel is not allowed to marry her. So here it's an Isra Rasei, here Rabbi Akiva holds the Kedushin is Chal. For the Gemara, why? You're Maishana. Why? The Chura were going there, Rabbi Akiva holds even Isra Rasei of a Mitzri, the Kedushin is not Chal. So why by a Kohen Godel to a bula, are you telling me the Kedushin is Chal? So Gemara says, the heavenly essay Shein Shava Bakil. There's two chesroinis here. It's an Isra Rasei, and it's an Isra Rasei Shein Neshava Bakil. I mean, it doesn't apply to every single Jew. A regular Jew is allowed to marry a Bula. Even if a girl lived with a man already, she wasn't married, she's allowed to marry. She can marry someone, even a Kohen can marry her. Only a Kohen Godel is not allowed to marry a Bula. So it's only an Isra Rasei which is not applied to everybody, only to a Kohen Godel. That's a special Isra Rasei. So such an Isra Rasei, Rabbi Akiva agrees, the Kedushin is Chal. So now this is a nafkamina, where a Kohen Godel would be ma'anis a bula. The Kohen Godel is ma'anis a bula. Does he have to pay a knas or not? So first of all, the kasher is, if she's a bula, there's no knas. Knas is only to a naira besula and not to a naira that's a bula. So how do you have a case here where Kohen Godel does it? So Rashi learns the pshat is, Rashi learns the bula shaloi kedarka ari. The kedarka is like a knas. We're talking about a man lived with this girl before shloi kedarka. Means didn't go in the right place, so he didn't break up sulim. So therefore she still has a she's still called a besula. So now when the Kohen Godel lives with her the first time, he's manasah, the question is, does he have to pay a knas or not? This girl now, a Kohen Godel can't marry, because she has a shame bula. A bula shloi kedarkoi is also called a bula. So the Kohen Godel is not allowed to marry her. But the maisa of the chi of knas, she has a shame bsula, because the bsulim wasn't touched yet. The Kohen Godel is the first one now to break up sulim. So does the Kohen Godel have to pay a knas or not? This would be an afkumini between Rabbi Sheva, between Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya and Rabbi Shimon Atimoni. According to Shimon Atimoni, you would have to pay a knas, because she's called an isha that has a vaya. The Kohen Godel, if he marries her, the kedushin is chal. But according to Shimon Atimoni, according to Shimon ben Menasya, you would not have to pay a knas, because she's not a girl that the Kohen Godel is allowed to stay married to. If the Kohen Godel marries her, Avad is going to have to give her a get, because the Maisa, she's a bula. A Kohen Godel is not allowed to stay married to a bula. So this is a nafkamina. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, HaKel Moedim, everybody agrees, Bebo Ala Nida, if somebody lives with a Nida, Tomer takes a girl, she's a Nara, she's a Psula, and his manasseh, he lives with, he forces her. She mishalim kenas, you have to pay a kenas. Why? I lechur, it's a chai b'krisis to live with a Nara, with a Nida. Tells like this, Laman di yom yeshba avaya, if you tell me it has to be a girl that you could marry, Hanami yeshba avaya, Lamaisa Nida, you're allowed to marry her. Maisa mechoyen, you marry your wife, even when she's a Nida. So Maisa, even though Anisha is a Nida, she still has Kedushin. And Laman di yom arul lekaima, even according to Man di yom, it's not enough just the Kedushin is chal, but it has to be such a girl that you're allowed to stay married to. Hanami arul lekaima, a Nida, you're allowed to stay married to. Like when your wife becomes a Nida, you don't have to give her a get, you're allowed to stay married to her. So Maisa, if you're ma'anis a girl, when she's a Nida, avad, you'll have to pay a knas. She's called a girl that is able for you to marry her, and it's able for you to stay married to her. So everybody else would have to pay her kinas. The Gemara says, Shinoda ulafukim the Mechunya ben Akona. But this is lafuke one man the yama. We're not going now according to the Mechunya ben Akona. So Rashi learns, ulafuke means masnisin, our Mishnah. The Mechayiv tashlumin. Lebo'al choysoi, our Mishnah that says, you have to pay knas if you manage your own system. Even though we live with your sister, you have to pay a knas. That's what our Mishnah holds. Is maskim of nechunya. You should know it's not like Yom Nechunya. Our Mishnah is not like Yom Nechunya. Why? The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona hoyoyse. He used to make es yoyma kippur and kishabbos letashlumin. I used to say if somebody, let's say, ripped somebody's clothing on Yom Kippur, it's the same way if you rip somebody's clothing on Shabbos. That means Ma Shabbos, just like on Shabbos, Mischayiv Benafshoi, or Potim in a Tashlumin, or let's say you burn down somebody's fields on Shabbos. So if you're burning down his field, Yechayiv Misa. You're over the Yisra Havara. Yechayiv Misa, so knows the klal of Kom Lev Derab Minei. Since Yechayiv Misa for burning down his fields, you don't have to pay the money for ruining his field. You say, come with the Rabbinay, that everybody holds. Shabbos is a Chayiv Misa b'dayodam. If you did an Averis, Mechayiv Misa b'dayodam, everybody holds the potter from paying Tashlumin. And the Chunyam and Achonis Kiddush is, even Yom Kippurim also. Even though if you do a Malach on Yom Kippur, you're not Chayiv Misa b'dayodam. You only Chayiv Koros, he holds Chayiv Krisis also potters from Tashlumin. That's his lashon of Hoyoyses Yom Kippurim to Shabbos leTashlumim. That Ma Shabbos, just like if you burn somebody's fields up on Shabbos, Mischayiv Benashu Yechayiv Misa, and therefore Potter Min haTashlumim, you don't have to pay back the money. I'll tell you after Yom Kippurim, Mischayiv Benashu Potter Min haTashlumim. Who is it on Yom Kippur? Even though it's only Yechayiv Koros on Yom Kippur, Rakoponim he holds that Yechayiv Koros also has a din of Kamlei B'Rabminei. So Melo, that's not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, if you live with your sister, by living with your sister, you have a Chiyav Koros. You have a Chiyav Koros. And still the Mishnah says, you have to pay Knas. So you see, you don't say, come labor the Rabbinate. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Nechunya ben Akona. What's his reasoning? Why does he talk to say that a Chiyav Koros also says, come labor the Rabbinate? So it's a Machlekes. First sheet is Abaya. Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Ne'amar Osim b'dayodim. Says Lashon of Osun by Yemisa b'dayodin. Says Rashi v'loyi Osun to mishtoy b'misas bezn l'meimah de'echad leka misas bezn mishalon de'mei v'lodis. There it's a case where you kill a pregnant lady. So in the case v'loyi Osun. In the case where when you kill the pregnant lady, you didn't have kavana. So you put the misa. Then you have to pay if you killed the kid also how much the kid is worth. But in the case that you kill the mother and you chayiv misa for that, you don't have to pay the husband how much the kid is worth. Because we say, come with the rabbi name. It says, Lashon of Osen by B'dei Yodim. For Ne'emar Osen B'dei Shemayim, it says the word Osen also by B'dei Shemayim. It says by the Acha Yosef, it says the Kuro Osen. Like Yaakov Avinu was afraid to give them Binyamin, said maybe Kuro Osen, something would happen to him. So you see, Osen B'dei Shemayim is doima to B'dei Yodim. That is, Ma Osen Ome B'dei Yodim. Just like when you kill the pregnant lady, in the case where you chayiv misa b'dayodim, you are potter from paying money. Af osan nama b'day shemayim. The same thing when Yaakov was afraid that maybe something would happen to his son Binyamin b'day shemayim, you're also potter min atashlumim. So what happens min ashemayim? A misa b'day shemayim like a chiyiv koros, and the mitzvah with the yodim when Bezdin kills you has the same halachas. That's the way Abaye learns. Zera shava from the word osan osan. Maskev lo ravada barava. Mimai dechi komazel lo Yaakov lebnei. How do we know when Yaakov warned his sons, like watch out for Binyamin, that no osan should happen? Al tzinim apachim, that he meant to tell them be careful no cold or no heat should affect him, which is called the Bidei Shemayim. They knew that Yaakov told them to watch out from cold weathers or from heat, that Binyamin shouldn't get sick. Dilma maybe alari veganvi, maybe Yaakov warned them, be careful from a lion, or Ganovim shouldn't come and kill him. The Bidei Yodim, they knew. These are things that are called Bidei Yodim. So maybe Yosin does not pertain to Bidei Shemayim, but rather what happens, Bidei Yodim. So Rashi said like this, rather than having at least was, Bidei Shemayim, Rashi says, in Boyim, Peronius, Alodom, Gzeras HaMelechu.